morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 4/16/2021. And let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I will say this to you. Is that Babylon the Great falls in about an hour. I just provided information to Brother Quayle a little bit ago. And let me just talk to you about what I know. Earlier this afternoon, a source, deep background source, who is in the signal intelligence business, talking with him and talking with people in that business overseas who are experts at that and watch everything in Europe. Apparently, a 48-hour rapid strike force, NATO rapid strike force group, with over 30,000 soldiers or 30,000 people, including on the things. The British are using some of their ships to ferry them and others. So it's NATO countries sending in another 30,000 troops, a rapid strike force. They're already on the way, so it's not 48 hours from this afternoon. They ships with their equipment. A lot of the stuff was already starting to arrive in that region of the Crimea, Ukraine, etc. Now, the fact of the matter is this. Putin and the Russians, I told you, the bear is loaded for bear, and that is all there is to it. You also see that this week, the USS McCain off of Vladivostok, which is on the west coast of Russia, the big seaport there. And then apparently the Russians threatened to ram them and said, are you invading or are you just lost? Okay. So Steve and I were talking about this, and the fact of the matter is that the McCain is that one that was an Aegis class, Arleigh-Burke Aegis class thing that was destroyed back, I think, in the Sea of Japan. From the cargo ship. Remember when the cargo ships hit it? I was talking to you about that last night. And they're doing freedom of navigation stuff, but they're talking about a whole other era now. They're talking about a whole other era, and we've got a whole other Navy. We do not have the Navy we used to have. We do not have the dominance we used to have. And the Russians are building the sea base in Sudan. They're building all of this stuff is ongoing. And the South China Sea and all of that, yes, it's all ongoing. But the fact of the matter is that Trump was trying to take us back, you know, to a position of dominance. But now Biden is giving it all up. So I'm just trying to tell you is this thing could go live at any moment. And you also see a U.S. spy plane, recon plane, that they had a little MiG-31 went up and shadowed that. Told him, if you don't get out of here, we're going to knock you out of the sky. Putin has already given his warning, and his timetable, I think, is about 3 or 4 or 5 more days. Okay, that's about it. And he's also said, if you do one thing, shoot one missile anywhere in that theater over there or anything close to any of our people, then he's going to use the weapon of indignation on the United States. You see, that is the 2 or 3 EMP strike weapons over the center of the country. It will knock out all the power grids. It will knock out almost all of the automobiles. And I know people say, well, we can plug this little device in and that's going to be good. It might help for some things. But I'm telling you, if you've got a powerful enough EMP that goes through everything, I'm not so sure that everything is hardened to the position that it should be with just depending upon one little gadget. So what I'm trying to tell you is you better have stuff in the garbage cans and the galvanized cans, parts, different things like that, radios, computers, phones. But there's not going to be, if they do the EMP, there's not going to be any more ATMs. There's not going to be gas pumps that work. There's no electricity. The water pumps are not going to work unless you got solar pumps or it's a ram pump and you're using a different type of a system or you got your own gasoline run pump. Okay? the banks are not going to work. You're not going to be able to get your $10 million out of the bank. Your credit cards are not going to work. I talked to Brother Quayle. Brother Quayle said he's been told by the people that he's working with, some of them that are involved with his upcoming cataclysms live streaming, which he's trying to hurry up and get it done quicker, because we don't know if he's going to have the time to do it on June 10th. Might have to be done quicker. But this stuff could go down tonight. It could go down yesterday, tomorrow, whatever. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to just do anything but tell you what it is I know. When you hear that a NATO 48-hour strike force, emergency strike force, is about ready to arrive in situ in the Ukrainian area, the Crimean area, and that whole area. Some of the stuff for the British are going into Romania, which is in that area. Some of the stuff is going in other places, but the fact is that they're going to be ready to roll and ready to fight. But the Russians have already painted their invasion stripes. It was the Ukraine that declared war on Russia, you see. And you have to think about that. You know that movie, The Lords of War, with Nicolas Cage, where he's Ukrainian, his uncle is in Ukraine, and he sells the arms all over the world. I know who that guy is. He was the guy that lived for a time in Alaska. I talked to you about him on air a few years ago. Then they arrested him in Bangkok, and he was in under arrest there and all that. Victor. But anyway, the fact is that in that movie, the uncle was the head of the Ukrainian arms, depots and all of that. He was a general in the Ukraine. Well, the fact is, Steve and I were just talking about it, you know. And, you know, Steve and I, in 2004, 17 years ago, Steve Quayle and I, he had me on as a guest. We discussed all of these situations all around the world that are starting to happen now. 17 years. Been up on the old watchman's wall here, yelling at you, screaming at you, telling you to buy a little bit more of this and that. Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you what. The records, my brother is telling me good stuff. He says, tell him to put all computer records on a thumb drive and stick it on a Faraday-type cage device. And then he also is saying to me, yeah, brother, crazy horse, you're exactly right. You get your potassium iodide pills ready and get them if you don't have them. Potassium iodate or iodide. Potassium iodate or iodide. You better get some. You can usually get some locally in a lot of cases, but you can also get them online if you got the time. Now, that's another thing. You got to start developing any source you can on a local basis, because you're going to be more able to get it. Because I'll tell you, if the UPS trucks or the FedEx, if they don't run, what do you think? Anything that was in that Indianapolis sort area last night? Do you think any of that stuff has gone out yet today? I don't know. And incidentally, that's a three-name shooter again. Three names. MK Ultra. We've had over 54 different mass shootings in the last month, or mass deaths in the last month. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Because they got a whole lot of shrinks that are goosing people up and winding them all up, and pointing them at some area to go to do their thing. So that Joe Beijing, the Red China Joe, can try to take your guns and have the U.S. military come for your guns, the U.S. federal agents come for your guns. Meanwhile, he's not paying attention. He thinks it's 20, 30 years ago with regards to Russia, with regards to China. And if Russia gets one, sees one missile fly over there from any of our stuff, they're taking out the United States. The weapon of indignation is the EMP. Destroy all the power grids. No banks, No lights, no electricity unless you're generating it, unless you are generating it, all right? Harden whatever you can, but you need your galvanized garbage cans. You got to put the stuff down in them and put a tight lid on. It's got to have a tight lid. Ammo cans, that kind of stuff will work on smaller items, but you need radios and anything you might want to do. If you've got electronic ignition on the car, which most of us do anymore, a lot of us don't have the 55, 56 Chevys or whatever, or the old Dodge Power Wagons or the old Ford trucks or Chevy trucks, with the old engines. You know, some people got them, but they put the new stuff on it, you know. And that ain't going to help you. It's got to be the old stuff. So you might want to keep extra sets of that in there if you can. But I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't have the money to do Jack Doodley Squad, and if you don't, what you need to be doing is getting that extra food, storing extra water. We're now at the point of you need to have water stored. Okay. You need to have your potassium iodate. You need to have expedient shelter in your basement or in your garage or your storm shelter, your root cellar out back on the back 40, whatever it is. Wherever you can get to quickly in less than, you know, 5 minutes, all right? Now, I told you different ways of doing it, and you can do it a different way. Crescent Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Crescent Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive Nuclear War. They also tell you about shelters and digging holes in the ground and all kind of stuff. It was written in 1987. Out of the Tennessee Oak Ridge area, you know, auspices, the nuclear power plant development, the nuclear development of the nuclear material down there. And it had a foreword by Dr. Edwin Teller, the guy who invented the H-bomb and a whole lot of other stuff. And I know people that, you know, I know at least one person that knew him intimately, because that man came to the guy I know's high school science fair to see his project on the Tesla, on Tesla technology that the guy I knew was doing. And Teller was so interested in his project and what he was doing, he came to see his high school science fair. Then he came to the graduation of that person and made sure, I think, that that person got into the right sections of the U.S. Military, let's say, back in the day in the 60s. Yes, Victor Boot. Thank you there, A-Wood. Thank you, A-Wood. Victor Boot, Victor Bout, the Russian arms dealer. Yeah, he used to have a little place he used to fly out of Wasilla, Alaska. But that guy was legendary, still is. I don't know where he is now. Last time I knew him, he was in the jail somewhere in prison in Thailand, I believe. But they probably sprung him since then. Anyway, if you're not able to generate your own power, or if, well, let me just, instead of paraphrasing it, let me just see what we've got right here, you know? Let's see what we got right here. Let's just go to the Bible, huh? See what Jesus has to say. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So you need to be ready, and so you need the lamps and the lamp oil. If you're not going to have electricity, you're going to have light. You need light for probably, at least 4 or 5 hours a night. You might need it for longer than that. But you're going to need water filtration. You're going to need stored water, stored water. You could have all the Mountain House or the Wise or the different types of, Four Patriots long-term storage food, the freeze-dried, dehydrated stuff. But if you do not have the water to reconstitute it per their instructions, then it's going to be a little hard road to hoe. So you need at least a Berkey with the black Berkey filters. You can add, extra of those and get them. Any good filter that'll take out viruses, bacteria, the parasites and protozoa and the chemicals. Now those black Berkey filters will take out about 99% or better of all the chemicals. You can also get PFE filters, which will take out the fluorides, okay, which are not taken out completely by the other filters. But that also would include they take out some of the radiation. But you're going to need storage things that are containers that you can carry, or you need the blocks that stack, which are carryable. And you can stack them in a truck or in the basement around your expedient shelter. If you had a couple of 3/4-inch sheets of plywood, you put some heavy blocks in front of them or a lot of cans and boxes of your food. And if you put some like 2x10s or 2x6s on the side and the bottom of it, you can then stack up, lay down concrete blocks in that frame, so to speak, that U-shaped frame. And you can lay them for extra mass to protect you. If you're going to be hit, though, with the neutron weapon, you need softer material. You need, like, the water in the water barrels or the stacks of the water. And need that, put that on the ends and around your position. But you can get in there. You got to have your gas mask. You got to be ready to have a fallout type scenario. You better have a good military-grade gas mask and at least Tyvek F suits or better. ApprovedGasMask.com. You can go and look. I don't know if they've got them in stock, but that shows you just about every kind of thing you would want or need in a new quality. You do not want to get the surplus stuff that could be real old. The filters might not even work. But get multiple filters for each person. And then also, I've told you this many, many times over the years, there are positive pressure suits for your baby. They're like the Baby Ranger or the Youth Ranger. They're positive pressurized suits that work for babies because they cannot wear a gas mask. Their lungs aren't strong enough to breathe through the gas mask, so you need a positive pressure suit or a thing to put the baby up inside to protect the baby. There are also things where you can do stuff for animals, for dogs, for whatever. There are positive pressure systems that you can put in a stall or a cage or whatever and enclose that and then use those for your dogs. I should have bought one years ago, but when I still could have probably maybe done it easy. 20 years ago, I was looking at the ones to redo a whole room, I could do a big family room or something with the positive pressure system. And I'm not going to get into any more of that other than that you just need to be aware of it. Crescent Carney, you can download his book off the internet. You'll find it different places. Crescent Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. All right. You also have Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare. Okay. You have The Hoax, No Such Thing as Doomsday. That one I find to be extremely helpful. It was written years ago by Philip L. Hoag and Arlene R. Hoag. Now, I know that I think Phil has passed on. I'm not sure about Arlene, but I think Phil has passed on. But you need to get a hold of that because it talks to you about the R factors and the all of that. So learn as much you can as quickly as you can. There is a prayer, and let's say it right now. Lord Jesus, make me be able to understand the watchman's warnings and all of the signs that you're going to provide and that I can see in the world, Lord. Allow me to process the information more quickly, Lord Jesus, and to be able to act upon it in such a quick fashion so as to be doing the things that you're advising me to do, Lord Jesus, or to provide and to take care to get to the sanctuary that you're providing. Now, many people are asking me, Hawk, well, does that mean this or that, or what exactly do you want to do? You're going to have to pray to Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven and then listen and ask them specific questions about where your true sanctuary needs to be, or if you're supposed to bug out, where you need to bug out to, or when. I cannot advise you on that. I will not be advising you on that. All I can do is to warn you about the things that I'm seeing out there. And when I talk to you and start out the show that there is a NATO emergency strike force of at least 30,000 troops with all of the weapons, the aircraft, the different stuff, the, you know, all the firearms, all of the mortars, artillery, etc., that's already has been en route to the Ukrainian area, to that Crimean area, to try to counteract the Russians. And I think possibly because Red China Joe is sort of chickening out, you know, as far as that goes. But the fact is, he's the one that's been talking tough, but he don't have the big stick. Now, also, I just want to let you know, I kind of intimated about the MMV last night, maybe protecting the space station. But at the same time, the Russians have similar type of spacecraft. You recall there was a president called the Joker Tut Obama. And the Joker Tut Obama gave the whole store away. Slick Willie Clinton gave a lot of it away, too. But the Joker Tut Obama gave a whole lot of away and sold it to and gave it to the Russians and to the Red Chinese. Obama allegedly gave about 1,500 of the top-of-the-line brand-new military radio hardware that had all the proper things to receive NATO transmissions, okay? And the code books and all of that, and Obama gave that to the Russian Spetsnaz, many of them who are still in this country, and don't you think they probably provided that to Putin years ago, and that now that they had that, they can still listen in, and they've got it figured out, and I doubt whether NATO's been able to change all of its radios. I'm sure they probably have not. Brother Quayle and I were talking. Brother Quayle says that he's heard from his sources that Russia and even the Chinese, but the Russians, Putin knows apparently the name almost of every member of every pilot, every naval aviator, Marine Corps aviator, and every Air Force pilot, every Army pilot, or warrant officer knows them, the plane or the craft or whatever they fly, and what they carry for loads and all of that kind of stuff, what kind of armament they have. They know where they live. They know their families. They know all of it. I told you years ago when all of the military records were hacked, I believe by the Chinese, but the Russians probably got a hold of it too. And it had every single U.S. government employee, including all of the FBI, all of the Secret Service, all of the DIA, all of the CIA, all of the NSA. They had all of your records, your military records, your government records. And all of that stuff, including all of your above top secret missions, where they sent you to do X, Y, and Z that you weren't supposed to be, or where you went on X, Y, and Z day and you saw something you weren't supposed to see, or whatever it was, they know all of that stuff. So therefore, you got to guard your family as well and provide that your family is protected even if you're in the military. Because if Putin comes, or the Red Chinese and Putin and the Iranians come, which the Iranians in Venezuela and the Russians in Cuba and all the Russian subs around the United States in the Gulf Coast, on the West Coast, on the East Coast, and in the Arctic Circle, the Russians run and own the Arctic Circle. They have hypersonic missiles. Listen to me. They could shoot, let's just take London. Let's not take New York yet. They could shoot from Siberia, hit London in less than 5 minutes with a hypersonic missile with a big power, big powerful blast. Okay? The Russians have got in all of their stuff, they've deployed, with exception of the Pacific Fleet, where they just sent it back to Vladivostok, where the McCain was trying to take a look at them, and I'm glad they are, glad that we have a military at least trying to do something, but they all went back to get nuclear weapons in Vladivostok to arm the entire Russian Pacific Fleet. Now, we have nuclear weapons in the Ukrainian Crimean theater, I guarantee you. I know we do. Hal Turner intimated that he had information about a certain one. Well, I've heard about them prior to that going over there. We got the Navy SEALs. We got the Deltas. We got the Marine Corps. We got everybody and their dog over there. We got the air controllers, you know, the spooks, the spies, all the stuff is sitting over there ready to go. But we also have the U.S. Navy and Marines and stuff in the, you know, South China Sea and all of that, and the Chinese are ready to go. They set up another, you know, 18 different aircraft, bombers, fighter jets, all the different stuff again. They keep doing it again and again and again. We keep navigating the sea lanes. But Biden decided to take the ships out of the Black Sea, and I think part of that reason is that when Putin originally called on the red teletype, or the red phone, the red teletype, three times he called for Biden, and Biden would not take the call. Or Biden was asleep, you know, getting his happy tooth juice or whatever to make sure he can go through another day and at least remember how to tie his shoes. I guess if he wears loafers, he doesn't have to do that. Now, don't get caught watching the paint dry on the basic stuff. You've got to be looking not only at what the TV presents you, because the things I've told you tonight are not on the television. I also told you that the Russians are using the VLF, and not just one source of communication, but maybe three, four, five different communication points or centers. They're using the VLF, the very low frequency, to communicate with all their submarines, which are all out under the ocean, ready to launch on the United States, or ready to launch on NATO countries, or on Great Britain, or on Sweden, or Denmark, or Norway, or whatever. But I think, and I've told you for years now, that I think that what they're going to do is launch the EMP on the United States. And to give you a scenario right out of the book, One Second After, by William R. Forston, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. And thank you for my good friends up there on Mars Hill, who actually went and met him and got him, listened to him in person, and then sent little pamphlets and stuff from that thing to me. God bless you on that. All the different people in the Carolinas, South and North. Those B people out there in the South are good people. The Mars Hill gang is great people. It's all kind of good Carolinians. And I spend a lot of time down in there, and I like it down in there. But I'll tell you, I like it a lot of other places, too. Very interesting. If you live up by South Dakota, you might take advantage of some of that stuff, of the Vivo Sky and those bunkers out in that field out in South Dakota. That's his secondary system. He has the real high-end stuff that's been buried and people have bought out years ago and bought into it. The highest end. These you got to buy, but you'd have to build them yourself and outfit them yourself. Also, he had stuff in, I believe, Kansas, where an RV park and like maybe out by Hutchinson or somewhere out that way where you could be driving underneath. And that. In Kansas City, there's deep underground storage in the limestone caves and the underground stuff up and around here. It's the largest underground storage systems in the world. You've also got some down by Joplin. Okay. Some on the Kansas City, Kansas side as well as on the Kansas City, Missouri side. And interestingly enough, the Hunt brothers, who own the Kansas City Chiefs, but they own a lot of things. They were the oil people, the Hunt Oil. You had the one brother cornered the silver market with the Libya, with the Bolivian tin merchant or Tin King, and they cornered the silver market back in the day. And all of this is getting ready to go down, and Lord Jesus tells you in Matthew 24 all you need to know is that if the time were not short for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. He tells you there about wars, rumors of wars. And then he tells you that we're already, he describes all the things that are going on. We're already in the beginning of sorrows, but we're getting ready to have the shooting war. We're getting ready to have the big war. But you see, there's going to be a peacemaker come out. You think this is going to last long? Brother Quayle and I were talking. He told me tonight, he says, Hawk, this thing will be over in an hour. I see these guys setting up in the Ukraine and, you know, in Crimea, like it's going to be a World War II, struggling trenches and battling, all of that. This thing will be done in an hour. Whoosh, 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 boom, kaboom, kaboom, boom, 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 boom. No lights, no credit cards. Oh, the other thing is, Brother Quayle said that they've already got planned a death and destruction or a doomsday credit card scenario to where you will not be able to access anything, regardless of whether you've got the American Express or the Visa Black Card, where you can get any amount of money that you want at any time. We'll be able to get doodly squat. No gasoline, nothing this, that, and the other. So you got to prepare, get your list, go down your list methodically but quickly, all right? Get your list methodically but quickly and start to fill in as best you can. Most people don't have the money to do this stuff anymore in the United States. We've been put through a whole bunch of crap. But those that do, and you've got all the dough in the 401k or the this or that or the IRA, you're playing the stock market daily, you know, and all that. You're making big money and all that stuff. But if you don't have, and you're that wealthy and you do not have 3.5 years of food, of long-term storage food in your basement, plus enough water to reconstitute it and enough water to help your family, where you're going to need a gallon or more a day for each person, and then have the filtration and the ability to store more, and the fact that this is not just going to last for a day or two or a week, or then they're going to cut the power back on with the trucks from the other states. No, all of that stuff goes. All of the states go. Texas almost went because they gave their top quality stuff away to foreign ownership in another state, and they're charging you and ring-ranging you, and Texas had the most secure. Texas could have survived with the power grid on its own, but they took out the coal-fired plants. They took out the oil and gas-fired stuff. They've got solar. Well, if you got solar at home, that's good. Do anything you can, solar, wind, whatever you can do. Recharge your batteries. Recharge your batteries. The deep, you know, deep cycle batteries and that kind of stuff. Oh, let me take a breath for a second, ladies and gentlemen. You need fire extinguishers. You need the ABCs. You need the ABCs. There's a lot of things to do. I'd also like to say another prayer tonight. I pray that quickly that the Western ranchers and farmers in Utah and California and Montana and Wyoming and Colorado and New Mexico and Western Kansas and all the different places who are in a deep drought, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bring gentle, nice, soaking rains to them. Not fast, big thunder showers that just drench everything. But Lord Jesus, I pray that you provide them enough water for right now to replenish their water supply, their aquifers, so they can grow stuff for their livestock and what have you. And then, yeah, old Brush Hog is telling me, yeah, it sounds like old Henry Gruber's vision is about to come true, isn't it? Yep, that's exactly right. Exactly right. Dimitri Dudeman's, too. Dimitri Dudeman. And Dimitri talked about the cities that were going to get taken out. You need to look at Dimitri Dudeman and his prophecies at Henry Gruber's as well. And just understand that within the context of Lord Jesus and our Father in Heaven and what's written in the Bible. And your good common sense. It does not take 30 minutes for the ICBMs to, you know, take 30 minutes, you see, for the Russian missiles to come overhead. No! 5 minutes or less. 5 minutes or less to hit whatever target they're going to hit. Even the cruise missiles have multiple reentry, you know, warheads. Who's to say that the Russians can't alter or dud our warheads in the air? The Joker Tut gave them a whole lot of stuff. The Iranians are the ones that came up with some of this jamming stuff or some of this turn off the Arleigh Burke class, turn off the U.S. aircraft stuff. Now, how do they also know it? Well, I wonder how many Chinese chips exist. Remember, for longtime listeners, when I told you about Darth Dovehunter, who was on Air Force 2 years ago, and he's flying over Singapore. And all of a sudden, a coffee maker goes on the Fritz in the galley. And then all of a sudden sparks start happening, and then systems start going out in the plane, and then the pilots say, we need to land, Darth Dovehunter, okay? Air Force 2 needs to land, and Singapore is right below us. We're going to call ahead and land this plane on an emergency basis. By the time they got down there, all kind of systems that were going on the Fritz, electrical systems in the plane were going on the Fritz. They landed the plane, and as Darth Dovehunter got off, a nice little delegation from the Red Chinese happened to also be there who came out and said, you know, we understand that your plane loaded, you know, and you had to come down here, and we just happened to be here waiting for you in Singapore at the airport, because guess what? I'll bet you, and here's what they said, allegedly said, the dark dove hunter, because some people who might have been security in that area may have overheard certain things back in that day. And that, they said, oh, I bet you your trouble in your plane started in your coffee pot, did it? And I guess old Dark Dove Hunter's eyes got pretty big. And so they gave him the word about certain things that were going on in that time. And that's after the Chinese had taken down that aircraft. I believe it was a P-3 Orion back in those days in that area, took it down. And then they also used what they called a kinetic weapon to take out a satellite, one of our satellites. And they just wanted to talk to him about all of that. That was 15, 16 years ago. So I'm telling you, they can knock a plane out of the sky. We've told you about a lot of them in the last, say, 4 or 5 years. You got Spetsnaz here, you got the Chinese here, you got North Koreans here, you got Iranians, you got Hezbollah, you got Hookah Booka Duka, all of them are here, baby. You got the Red Chinese. Okay, now I told you last night about how the cartels are working through a lot of the Mexican restaurants. Not all of them, but a number of them, they're working through the Mexican restaurants. And then in the South Texas, they were starting to seal big trucks. Well, those big F-250s and Ram 2500s and the different Chevy trucks and GMCs and all the big stuff, the Toyotas, they're getting the big ones and they're using that to haul people. But those are also going to become battle wagons and war wagons for the cartel soldados, okay? They're going to flood this country with fentanyl and with opium and opioids and all the stuff. Methamphetamine. They're going to do it all and get it all rolling, rocking and rolling. And I guess old Red China Joe and the Justice Department not sure where they want to relist fentanyl and the precursor chemicals of fentanyl as being class one narcotics. They maybe just allow the Chinese to ship some of those in. Put a fork in and it's done, baby. You need to take advantage of what the Lord Jesus has told you in John 14. And I'm not going to read it to you again tonight. You go to John 14, you read what Lord Jesus has given you, the marvelous gift. And he'll tell you how to talk with him and pray and also what to do about honoring his commandments. And then he'll tell you what it is you got to do for him to manifest himself to you. In other words, if you want to see Lord Jesus, he tells you how to make sure that happens. John 14. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And all of this stuff with the FCC, how they're going to come after you and do all this stuff and all the hams, make the hams. You know, fill out the questionnaire, what radio, what serial number, what kind of power source to use, how big your antenna is, what kind of other stuff do you have? Do you have the burst transmitters? Do you have the all of the detection equipment where you can, you know, with the spread spectrum analyzers and all the different stuff? They're going to make you put all that down, and if you do not, well, then you're in trouble. And then also, they're going to make you apparently buy a certain type of equipment. That equipment will be glued in and plugged into all of their stuff. And the no such agency stuff and all of that. And if you don't do that, and apparently it's, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 to get some of this equipment. Then they also have, allegedly have, the 30 pieces of silver hams. We're going to get paid to tattletale on you for being an extremist. Or, oh, he's a Christian. He's a Christian veteran, you know, who believes in the Second Amendment. And how dare he think he has freedom of speech, freedom of religion? It's not the science. You don't have it. It's not the science. Well, I'm going to tell you what. A whole lot of people in the West Indies and in Africa, those color type, the colorful people that are in the BLM, that are the witchcraft people, they know, and what they call it the science. That's the witchcraft, the black magic, the root work, and all the stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. If you repent of your sins and you ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, and you're sincere that He'll come to be your Savior and He'll start to wash you clean and He'll start to give you strength and power. And even if you're to lose your life, defending your family or fighting against evil, then you'll have everlasting life with Him in heaven. That's the best deal in town. It's the best thing you can do. You'd better take advantage of it while you still can, because there'll come a point where you won't be able to ask. And then, it's like Jesus tells you in Revelations, He says, I would that thou wert cold or hot, that thou art lukewarm, I speweth you out of my mouth. So ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of the offerings that the Lord Jesus had and the gifts He's given you. John 14 is a mighty, mighty strong gift. You can go also into Matthew and look about where He gives you power over the serpents, scorpions, and power over the evil one. All right? All the powers of the evil one. You will be able to do things that you cannot believe you're doing, but you're going to have to stick with Lord Jesus and claim Him and get rid of the small thinking milk toast little bitty preachers that are holding you back and think you ought to get the vaccine and just stay behind the barbed wire of the local mega church here and we'll take care of you. And they're in the, you know, pastor's, 30 piece of silver crowd to the federal government. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope that we have the time, to be honest with you. I pray that we do. The Lord will allow us some more time. But if you want to help keep me on the air, striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and warning the remnant of what might come and what's getting ready to happen as best I can, then anything is most needed and wanted. FRNs. Silver dollars, silver quarters, and God bless my, somebody who sent me a quarter or two or three. Thank you so much. And I'll tell you what, it all makes a difference. And Gary, Indiana is a good spot. It's had its ups and downs, it's been down, but there's still a lot of steel making in that area. And I'm going to tell you what, that might be a sanctuary for you. And the Lord Jesus is going to be the one who'll be able to tell you. But anything, a little bit of gold or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk. FRNs, a little bit of metals, that's the easiest to check. Okay, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. What I do, it's how I do it, and how I stay on the air and keep up here. I'll tell you what, you go to stevequayle.com, go up there and take advantage of everything he's got. If you need gold or silver, call him quick. If you want, like, night vision, he's got access to good night vision at good pricing. Radiation detectors. He can help you. buy his books. He's got 2-for-1 specials on all his books so that your family and children will understand what it is we've been going through and why we're going to be going into what we're doing. Because you see, when this war starts, at some point there's going to be a stoppage of it, probably with an arrival of spacecraft from all over. The fallen angels return, but they're going to say, oh, we're here to help you for the Lord and stop the war. Then there'll be a peacemaker that emerges, and that's going to be the Antichrist, and the old Lucifer is going to overlay or possess him after he goes down with a head wound, and then magically, you see, black magically, he's going to raise himself up with the help of Lucifer, and that's going to be the Antichrist in a fake counterfeit of our Lord Jesus, a fake counterfeit of our Lord Jesus return. They're going to do that. So I'm going to tell you what, be ready to fight and to stand. Put on the full armor of God, the full armor of God, then put on your body armor. Put on your PASGAD helmet, your level 4 body armor, your level 3, 3A, whatever it is you've got. You put it on. I don't care if you're duct taping, you know, Chicago phone books around you, all right? But whatever it is you got, you put it on. Your gas mask, your suit, your whatever, you got it at the ready. And you got your firearms, you got your K-bar knife or your other type of fighting knife, your machete, you know. And I'll tell you what, I always go back to what my old buddy from Mississippi said, is that, Hawk, I never go anywhere without about 5 or 6 firearms and plenty of ammunition for each one of them. Well, start thinking like that. And don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight now, will ya? Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, your home, your property. Don't let them come and knock you off of it, and don't let them come and tell you that you've got to go over to Lucy's side. You need to take the third shot, and then also you'll have to have, that will be the mark of the beast, because you see, that's going to complete the triad, you know, the triangle of wonderful death with Lucy. And they'll tell you and believe you, oh, you're going to become a glorious whatever, this, that, the other. But oh, no. Listen to what Lord Jesus has to say, what our Father in heaven has to say, and you pray to them and do not take the mark of the beast and worship him. Because if you don't have it, you won't be able to buy or sell. All the more reason to go out and get a few more cans of Progresso soup or Chunky soup, or get some of the For Patriots or the Wise or the Mountain House or whatever it is. But don't get caught up in all of the stuff, the politics. Watch the war. The war is the strategic layer. The other portions are to keep you busy until right before they say, oh shit, excuse me, oh heck, the hypersonic missiles coming in 3 minutes. Duck your head, duck and cover. Ha ha, we're going into the bunker. See ya. If there is time, and I hope there is, and if you want to get Bibles out and songbooks in the language of their particular dialects in Indochina to the mountain tribes, the Montagnards, each village has basically a different dialect. But they are hungry for the word of Lord Jesus. They're baptizing people. They've trained pastors to teach other pastors to go out, and they're going over numbers of different countries. From the Shan states to Bangkok, from Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, all the different places over there. And the people that have done it and set this stuff up although they cannot no longer go there because of the COVID. Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker. But if you want to get these Bibles out, send any amount, check, money order, whatever, cash, send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Nunemaker, or Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project. And Steve Quayles at stevequayle.com, or you can call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Take advantage and get signed up for the early live streaming or the early streaming of the Cataclysms stuff, the new stream thing where the predictions of all it's going to be, which Steve is trying to get sped up here because we don't know when this stuff is going to go down. And if you came in last to the latter part of the show tonight, I started out a NATO emergency strike force with 30,000 men and all the equipment, all of the armaments already left some time ago, and they're starting to arrive on the scene in the Ukrainian area, in the Crimean area, in Romania, in various countries there, British ships, British aircraft and different stuff, other NATO countries along with it. The U.S. has a large number of people over there already. So don't go into their loose gray knives out of fight. Prepare tonight. Prepare tomorrow as soon as you possibly can. You cannot prepare any more than sit down and write your plans down. Plan A, plan B, plan C. Where do we go? What do we do? Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology, your spacecraft, to strike blows against the enemies. Strike blows against those government dictators. Mandingo Rangers, I know you're ready. Call Lieutenant Tanner. Pick it up, boy. Stay on the app, baby. I won't. Road and track. Pico Thomas. And for protection against all people, may you help protect your sister and mother and father.